I'm John Moenkel reporting from the Drake Stadium infield. I'm being joined by the Clarksville girls 4x100-meter relay team. To start, I'll have you introduce yourself with your name and your grade.
Emily Manhorn, senior.
Claire Lodge, senior. Paige Campman, junior. Addie Johnson, senior.
All right, so it ends up being a new PR for you guys. 51.43 seconds, almost 3/10 of a second faster than your previous best time on the air. Just outside making it in the finals, 10th place, but tell me about today's race and how you guys were able to put together your best time of the year. Whoever wants to start off.
I think that the atmosphere here really is what helps you get your PRs. I mean, your adrenaline's higher and you just want to do good for your team. So I think that's really what pushed us.
Yeah, adrenaline, really, and also the great teams that we're going up against. We have a lot of good girls that are pushing us, so it's good.
How meaningful is it to kind of see your hard work throughout the year pay off and be able to put together your best time here at the state meet? Just how meaningful is it to kind of know that all of it was kind of worth it for your best time here today?
Yeah, all of our hard work paid off. We are a pretty small school, so it's just great to be down here breaking records, doing the best we can. It's like, I had fun with these girls, so.
Yeah, I like what Paige said, being a tiny school, like putting together a relay is kind of hard, so we were really, really lucky to have this group of girls come together at this time, and being able to break records is pretty cool.
What are the most important lessons or things you've learned from these experiences being able to compete, you know, at these types of state events?
Getting to compete here, it's a lot of fun because it's a brand new atmosphere, and it's just so cool to see all the people, and it just pushes you to keep wanting to be better every time.
Well, this is my first time being here, so it's pretty intimidating, but it's just a blessing to be here, especially with a small school and we're all really close friends, so it's just fun to experience it all together.
Mm-hmm. It's awesome. The atmosphere is great. You have the crowd pushing you. And also your teammates in the other team.
It's just great to be here one last time.
You bet. All right, and last question for you guys. What does it mean to be able to represent your school and community down here on the state's biggest track and field stage?
I'm super proud. We got a great community back at home. They always cheer us on for softball, basketball, whatever. And it's just awesome to come back home and get all the congratulations from them.
It's awesome the amount of people that drove down here too, to be able to, because you can hear them while you're running, just cheering like crazy.
Yeah, we just love our community and love the support that they give, and we just want to do the best we can for them since they always do as much as they can for us.
All right, that's the Clarksville girls 4x1. Thank you guys so much for the time and congrats on the PR today.
Thanks.
All right, that's the Clarksville girls 4x1 once again. More state meet coverage is coming up just a little bit on Radio on the Go Sports.